The demand for more fish around the world appears to be contributing to the disappearance of African wildlife. A new study says overfishing in West African waters is driving more hunters into forests to find meat, everything from antelope to heron. NPR's Christopher Joyce has a report on this unexpected connection.
For several years now, conservationists in Africa have been reporting a huge increase in the amount of wild game being hunted in the continent's rainforests. Often the price for meat is high enough to drive hunters into protected game areas and national parks, leading many to fear that some animals will soon become extinct. Environmental scientist Justin Brashares has been studying the trade for several years.
We're talking about everything in Africa, from elephants through primates and carnivores, you know, down to antelope and songbirds and reptiles and everything. It's kind of, you know, all put together in what's become called as the bushmeat crisis.
In many countries along the west coast of Africa, it's fish that has traditionally been the main source of protein. But fish stocks there have become the target for European and Asian fishing fleets. Brashares and a team of scientists from Africa, Europe, and Canada determined that African fish stocks were dwindling and wondered whether that might be driving local people toward bushmeat.
We found that declines in fish supply makes fish basically too expensive or simply unavailable. And these people then must turn to wildlife hunting and wildlife consumption on land as a way of securing food and income.
Brashares from the University of California at Berkeley concentrated on Ghana, but he says the phenomenon is widespread in West Africa. There are other reasons for the rise in bushmeat trade, availability of weapons or rising populations, but Brashares says people at markets consistently turn to bushmeat when the price of fish rises. He says park rangers also report more hunters in the forests when fish prices are high. Brashears' research, which appears in the latest issue of the journal Science, covers the past 30 years. During that time, fishing fleets from Europe have been growing along the West African coast. Their catch has increased 20-fold since 1950. The European Union subsidizes those fishing fleets. For example, it offers tax breaks to boat owners. In addition, fishing fleets don't pay much to fish African waters. According to marine economist Vlad Kuczynski from the University of Washington, that's because the EU pays three-quarters of the fees that an African government charges for permits. And Kuczynski says little of that money reaches Africans who fish.
The government uses this money for its own needs, like, for example, paying salaries of government employees and so on. But never this money is coming back to the development of the local fisheries.
According to the paper in Science, the number of people employed in Ghana's fishing industry is on the decline. Kuczynski says many have been displaced by pirate fishing operators from foreign countries who take as much as 15% of the annual catch. European Union officials say their fishing fleets are providing income to African countries and are obeying the rules. And European governments have contributed money, expertise, and boats to African fishing ministries to control fishing and to keep pirates out. But researchers say if their calculations are correct, more fishing in West African waters could lead to extinctions of animals on land. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.